Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information and support.
Independent Shopping by Joe Fishwick. As a blind person, shopping has been something that I do out of necessity and not really for pleasure. If I need new clothes, I usually have an idea of what I want and where I might find it. I'm usually accompanied by my husband or daughter, who are both fully sighted. When a friend who has a small amount of vision suggested a shopping trip for pleasure, I really wasn't convinced. But when I realised I needed a new pair of shoes to go with an outfit for a party, I agreed to go. So, off we went to Exeter. We travelled to St Thomas, my friend with her long cane and me with my guide dog. Fortunately, my friend had been to this shopping area before, and with her limited vision and my pooch finding doors to shops, we browsed TK Maxx and Next, where I got to try on some gorgeous shoes, a weakness of mine. We had some great assistance in Marks and Spencer and sat and had a relaxing lunch together. Feeling quite good about ourselves, but still not having found the right shoes, we decided to walk into Exeter town together. We asked for directions and weren't doing too badly at all, until we got a bit lost. I thought my guide dog might get really stressed with us retracing our steps, but he stepped up to the mark and stayed calm and wonderfully focused. Using a combination of maps on my iPhone and asking plenty of passers-by, we finally found our way to the main stretch of shops. I must emphasise that having a friend with me meant that we could laugh about our mistakes and wrong turns. Had I been alone, I think I'd have been calling my hubby to come and fetch me before I had a meltdown. We browsed plenty of shops and had a much-needed stop for tea and cake. I finally found the perfect shoes and, feeling very pleased with ourselves, we made our way back to St David's Station. In time, and tired, but content, we travelled home. I must point out that our shopping trip took a full day, and had we been with someone sighted, it would probably have been over much quicker. However, we had a lovely day, and had allowed ourselves the whole day so we wouldn't need to rush or panic by. We probably attracted some amused glances at times too, with my friend using her magnifier to try and read prices, and me using Seeing AI or Tap Tap See to identify colours. The truth is, though, that we didn't care. We were being independent and definitely will go shopping together again. Plans change. Job readiness. I was an hour and a half early for class. I was eager to do well with my orientation and mobility lesson. There was a wild rainstorm outside, and I was glad that one of the staff members made my classmates and I coffee and popcorn to munch on while we waited for class to start. However, once our teacher came in to tell us about our assigned lessons, we found out that the orientation and mobility was cancelled. We were given a choice, either take job readiness or assistive technology or AT. Since I'm doing fine with my Alexa Echo Dot, I decided to stay for job readiness. We had two new students joining us, so we first went around the room and introduced ourselves. Today's lesson was on how to handle your first day on the job. We talked about the first day jitters and how no matter if you have sight loss or not, everyone gets nervous. The main thing to do is stay focused on the task that you are to complete. I asked about having a job that you hate, and my teacher's response was, "Eat humble pie." At this point, his iPhone came on saying, "Sorry, I can't do that." The whole class cracked up laughing. His phone continued to act funny by playing music. Since he was having problems with getting the music to stop, we joked that he should be taking AT. He finally got his phone to stop by hitting the power button. We continued our lesson with him telling stories about blind and visually impaired people showing hard work ethic and having success. One story that touched me the most was about a blind man and his wife who travelled across the United States. This thing made me raise a question about family members that are not supportive of your dreams and goals. You see, my dream job is to be able to be a freelance journalist and travel the world. I know to be able to do this, I have to have a thick skin and to be able to have confidence and great travel skills. That's why I'm pushing myself so hard with my classes and the volunteer work that I'm doing. Despite my dream, one side of my family wants me to fit the typical stereotype of someone with a visual impairment, get on disability and stay at home. I refuse to do that. I see myself being independent and happy. I almost burst out into tears when both my teacher and another classmate said that the way to get them to change their minds is to have confidence. That would have a stronger impact than them having attend a Walk in My Shoes programme. However, I wish they would attend a programme like that so that they could better understand the training that I have received. We broke for lunch. I ended up having a sweet tea chicken sandwich with fries from Chick-fil-A. After lunch, my teacher and I did a mock interview in front of my classmates. It was nice for me to get critiqued by my classmates. I did pretty well, except for the "Why should we hire you?", which is a way for the interviewer to ask for the history of the company. You can also mix in your own personal connection to the company at this time. The other question I struggle with is, why do you want to work here? This question should be answered by connecting two or three skills that you have with what the employer is looking for, as well as how your career objection fits in with the needs of the company. The last part of the class, we looked at examples of cover letters. It was a long day, and I was happy to be able to go home and get some rest.
You can contact us by emailing podcast@vitalk.co.uk, on Facebook by searching for VI Talk, on Twitter @VITalkPodcast, and our website address is www.vitalk.co.uk.